This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To that interview, I will say the president strongly, clearly, and has consistently denied these underlying claims, and the only person who's been inconsistent is the one making the claims.
From the White House today, that was Raj Shah saying exactly what you just heard, that the president does deny he had an affair with a porn actress star, Stormy Daniels, who was on the tube on Sunday. 20 million people tuned in to 60 Minutes to watch the interview with Anderson Cooper. And Daniels' interview came despite the $130,000 agreement that was struck days before the 2016 presidential election between Stormy Daniels and Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen. Daniels said she was violating her non-disclosure agreement, by the way, and risking the $1 million fine because it was very important for her to be able to defend herself. Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News, joins us right at the top. Bob, so this Stormy Daniels thing got a little bit bigger with the 60 Minutes interview. What do you make of it?
Well, you know, I think one potential conclusion for this that will cause the president heartburn. As far as the, the 60 Minutes itself, there was part of it I think she could have done without, to be honest with you, which is the part where she turned around, she was by her car, and all of a sudden somebody appeared and insinuated they were going to kill her. And I just don't buy it. That one I don't buy. Then she was so afraid she didn't call the police. And then she took money. So that whole scenario just, I don't think passes the smell test. However, she's made the allegation of presidents denied it. I think that part of it, what she said, is believable, frankly, that they had, one encounter, and then she made it very clear it was consensual. So that in itself causes the president no heartburn, all right? But she has now amended her lawsuit, and she's calling for additional defamation by Mr. Cohen. That could cause the president heartburn because it's a federal lawsuit she's filed. If, in fact, he is compelled to be deposed, that's exactly what happened to Bill Clinton with Jennifer Flowers. When Bill Clinton, lied, it didn't matter, honestly, to the nation when he would, not tell the truth about Monica Lewinsky. But when they proved he purged himself under a deposition on the Flowers case, Jennifer Flowers, that caused perjury. Like any other citizen that would commit perjury could go to jail. Well, he got impeached. So there is the heartburn for the president. If it comes down to where the president is deposed, does the president go in and give his version, and can that be disproven? In Clinton's case, it was disproven because of evidence which was addressed. In this case, does she have photos? There's the scenario that's quite fascinating, really. Will history repeat itself?
Yeah, and I'm glad you explained that to everybody listening, because that's it. It's this whole defamation thing that is so big, and what can happen specifically, because who knows? We don't know. Whatever the legal system, the jurisprudence decides, that's what could happen to him.
And having been there for the impeachment personally, which I was, in the House, I can tell you that, if the president had not purged himself, there is absolutely no way that the House could have impeached him. I don't care if he lied, but the fact that he went under oath was that perjury fact. And then he had to, of course, eventually admit Monica Lewinsky because of the evidence on the other case. So it's very interesting. Now, the Stormy Daniels thing itself, I don't think, unless Mrs. Trump reacts, in a bad way, I don't think is the end of the world for the president. It's all a legal matter. Does he get deposed or not? And and then, is he telling the truth or not?
Right, exactly. Well, all right, so we move from that huge story, because for 60 Minutes, it's 20 million people were watching it. They wanted to hear it. We move from that to then this story that might have kind of gone under the wire, and there's kind of a little pun there, so pardon that, but President Trump's Commerce Department said Monday that the 2020 census is going to include a question on citizenship, even though there's been a lot of objections. A lot of the Dems say, that's not right, that's discriminatory. What do you think?
I mean, why wouldn't they? What, you know, that's call me old-fashioned, but I kind of always believe you need to be a citizen to vote. I'm just old-fashioned, Kate.
I agree.
Right. And then, you know, the other thing is that, oh, you know, so they ask somebody, are you a citizen? We like to know that, too. So I think on the Democratic side, a lot of to-do, frankly, about nothing. If you ask the average American, is it okay to ask if you're a citizen in an American census? I think they're going to be all right with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I agree. It makes sense to me, for sure. And then how about this? The rumor mill is churning, and I've gotten this from a couple of different people, and then there was a story in The Hill today about it, talking about that Paul Ryan could be gone as the Speaker of the House. Really? You think so? I mean, I've heard that rumor before, but a long time ago, and they're saying this because of, you know, what's been going on politically speaking, what's swirling around him. What do you think with this tax reform thing?
I came into Congress with the freshman class where the Speaker was beaten, Democratic Speaker, you know, in Seattle, Washington. So, I mean, it can happen. It was there during the era when it did. But I do not believe Paul Ryan is going to lose his election. I'm not sure if he'll be Speaker again because of a lot of factors. You know, even if the Republicans keep the House, I'm not sure that, you know, he will remain as Speaker, but I just don't believe, looking at it on the surface, and even though a lot of his base, they're very angry at him over the omnibus bill and a few other things, I just don't believe it's enough that Paul Ryan exits his House seat. I just don't see it in the cards. I mean, there's a lot of hype to it right now. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right, interesting times. There's no question about that in D.C., but you and I say that all the time, don't we?
It is. I was preparing this morning at 4:30 in the morning for news, and I went, wow. There's not enough email to send all the news.
No kidding. It's crazy. All right, Bob, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate.
Bye-bye. Coming up next, it's Hot Shots, basically some of what you might not have heard going on, rippling through this country. In other words, the conversation that you're having, and it's not just about the president and all the sordid details about what Stormy Daniels had to say, although certainly there were some details that came out. I think that he probably would rather not have had people here, or maybe he doesn't even care. In the sense that, how much are people paying attention? 20 million says to me that people were very curious about this. So those details, then the hot shots, we'll mix it all in, as we always do, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
My name is Lolita, and,
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do, too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who states their claim. Yep, you heard that right, $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope your week is off to a fabulous start. Boy, oh boy, the Stormy Daniels interview was pretty interesting. So it's basically one night that they're talking about, and this one night and this $130, and we know all of that that's mixed in between, but the actress amends the lawsuit, which I mentioned and we just talked about there. The thing that's interesting is she talks about when she met Donald Trump and said that she wasn't attracted to him and described spanking him with a magazine that featured him on the cover. Trump's team, of course, denies the affair, and that was repeated again and again and again, and the president consistently denied the claims, so it's pretty interesting to see where this will end up. And again, it's one of those things where I think it's all about what the court says. Watchdog groups have filed complaints arguing that the payment to Daniels made 11 days before the election violated campaign finance laws that limit the size and source of donations to federal candidates. So that's where that part got very, very murky, right? And what's going on with Facebook? There's certainly some buzz over Facebook because just when Sheryl Sandberg and Mark Zuckerberg thought it was safe to come outside and play again, there's more rumors about Facebook's FTC investigation and that what's happening at Facebook. And were your numbers being traced? And how do you find out about your numbers being traced? So the stock took a thrashing on Monday after the Federal Trade Commission said that it was investigating the attorneys general for 37 states and territories, investigating the details on how Facebook monitored what app developers did with the data and whether Facebook had safeguards to keep it from being misused. So now there are people who are dumping out of Facebook. And Apple CEO Tim Cook said, I think this certain situation is so dire and has become so large that probably some well-crafted regulation is necessary. That's what he said over the weekend. So for years, Facebook has skated with not very many consequences when it's upset users over how they handle the information. Congress and other regulatory agencies have resisted the crackdown. They've resisted to crack the whip on the Silicon Valley huge company because they got 2 million users around the globe. That's a lot of info. But then came Cambridge Analytica, like the abominable snowman falls into our television laps every December. But that's a repeated pattern. This was something new. They improperly got the information on tens of thousands of Facebook users, you guys know that by now, who downloaded an unrelated psychological app data on friends without their consent. And that's the key thing. So Elon Musk, Mr. Tesla, Mr. SpaceX, Mr. Cool, Mr. Groovy, everybody wants to be his friend. He said, forget about it. He's deleting his firm's Facebook pages, already has. And boom, as soon as that was announced, shares even dropped even further because of that. But brands have pulled, Pep Boys, Sonos, others are pulling ads from Facebook. This is a disaster for Facebook. So they did skate in the clear. And now there are people wondering, what have you done with my info? I trusted you. You screwed up. Only 1 in 4 Americans trust Facebook to obey laws to protect their personal information. That's a Reuters Ipsos poll that was released this past weekend. You want to compare it to other companies? Let me give you the comparisons, because we like to measure, don't we? So if we measured Amazon, you know, Amazon Prime, we're getting our food, we're getting everything from Amazon, 66% of Americans trust that company more. Google, 62%. Microsoft, 60%. Yahoo, 40%. And think about that. They reported a pair of massive breaches in 2016. So Zuckerberg has a problem on his hand, and they're trying to figure out what they're going to do and how they're going to dance around this. And I think it's going to be pretty tough. The thing is that people are used to it, and there's a thing about that consistency in your life. So it's people trying to figure out if their data was taken and how do they figure that out. And well, I'll tell you, it's I think this gets worse for them unless they can somehow figure out quickly a way to do something fast to reassure people, get more trust back. I mean, otherwise, they have tanked it, baby. And Facebook really cornered an interesting market. I know people in the speaking business who have made a killing. I mean, made a killing because of Facebook, because of the popularity of their fan pages and the opportunity to sell tickets to shows they're doing or to get more attraction to some of the speeches they're giving. And I've talked to other consumers with businesses they have and how successful they've been able to maneuver Facebook. So you wonder how that would affect the clients. I would think it would. Because if they don't want to go onto Facebook and they don't trust them to do that, give them that kind of information again, then maybe they won't. I can see ways to get around that. But maybe there will be people that will be a little bit hesitant. How's that? Since we're on the track of measuring, and I did mention Microsoft and how people trusted Microsoft more than Facebook, at least right now, it's interesting because Microsoft is making a hot run at a big number. And what is the big number? When you look at companies and the money, the bottom line, $1 trillion. They want to become America's first $1 trillion public company. And they definitely have people who are out there trying to come after that. But Microsoft is about $700 billion right now. That's their market value. To reach a trillion, Microsoft's stock would have to hit about 130. Will it hit 130 in the next 3 years? Morgan Stanley is out there pumping out that they think it will. I just was reading something about that in the USA Today. So you look at the cloud market, you look at how that's going to grow, and I think as that cloud market gets bigger, that probably helps them. Because they'll be able to make more off of that. And then, of course, there's the Office 365. What will they get from that? The revenue there should be pretty big, and people are used to that. So I don't think it's... You know, you got Amazon, Google, Apple, Time, others, but Microsoft stock price has tripled. And if it keeps going up for the most part, despite the PCs, I think there is a chance it could hit that. But they have to be innovative and they have to stay pertinent and they have to stay on the radar big time. It's the only way they're going to be able to achieve that. And speaking of staying on the radar, there's a thing called Dropbox for all you techies out there. At first, I hated Dropbox. Now that I've kind of maneuvered around it, I like it better. I like Dropbox. But the second it was IPO'd, its market valuation shot to $800 million. Oof, $800 million. So always with these tech companies, how do they make it profitable? How do they make it work? How do they make it churn that ROI? And that's what Dropbox is working on. That's what they're talking about, the sustainability. And like I said, I didn't like Dropbox in the beginning, but now it's a way so everybody knows you can send files, share videos, all of that. In one fell swoop, send somebody a link, and it's so much easier than going through some of the other hoops you have to jump through. Mailbag next on ATN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Luminess takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Luminess twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Luminess, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Pleasure to welcome to the show Karen Belkey from Huntington Ingalls, Corporate Vice President of Compensation and Benefits. And what does that mean to all of you listening? Think largest U.S. military ship builder. So before we get into healthcare, because we wanted to talk about that, especially with a company as big as this, how do you become the largest shipbuilder? And who are the customers? Because I grew up not too far from a huge Navy shipyard in Philadelphia, and I was always fascinated by that. And I'm fascinated by the industry in general. But tell us about that, Karen.
So our largest customer is the Navy, of course. And we also have customers at our Mississippi shipyard that are the Coast Guard. And we also do work for some of our other divisions for the Department of Energy and the Department of Defense.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. Again, so it was like I said, growing up near the Navy shipyard, because, of course, they just commissioned a few more ships, I think, or another big ship. And I come from that background, so I've been on some of those ships. It's absolutely amazing. Let's dig into what Huntington Ingalls really began to invest in because of the breadth of the company and how big it was. And I love the fact that you invested in state-of-the-art on-site healthcare centers for employees and the dependents. So what does that do? Does it make it more accessible and affordable, I'm assuming?
Absolutely. That was really our goal. Worldwide now, we have nearly 40,000 employees. Right here in Newport News, you know, when I look out my window, we have close to 20,000 employees. And one of the things we wanted to make sure we could do is make healthcare more accessible to our employees and more affordable. In Mississippi, we have close to 10,000 employees, and we wanted to make sure that we could make healthcare affordable to them as well. So starting in 2013, we started to really look at our healthcare strategy and what that looked like for us long term. So in July of 2015, we opened our first on-site healthcare center in Mississippi, in Pascagoula, Mississippi. And in March of 2016, we opened our on-site healthcare center here in Newport News. And those are full-service medical centers designed to provide our employees and their family members with affordable, comprehensive healthcare. So they're not urgent care centers. They provide preventive healthcare visits, sick visits, on-site x-ray, comprehensive lab, physical therapy, all for $15 a visit for our employees.
Yeah, so what was the main reason for doing that? What were you hoping when you first started to discuss this, the company did, and then you went for it? What were you hoping the end game was going to be? What did you hope you'd gain?
We really wanted for our employees to have better health outcomes long term. When we look at across our whole employee population, one of the things we did a lot of research, and one of the things we noticed is that there are things about our employees' health that we certainly can't affect, right? Genetics and family history account for about 30% of their health, but access to good health care and their health behaviors make up the other 70%. So as an employer, we thought, well, we can affect some of that. We can help them with those kinds of things if they have access to health care. So if we can get an employee to have, you know, a physical once a year and start to learn some of those numbers, what are your numbers? What is your blood pressure? What is your BMI? What is your A1C? And for that matter, you know, what does an A1C mean? Then we can start to have a conversation with employees about being healthy long term. You know, we don't necessarily want to be in the business of just fixing people when they're sick, right? We want to keep them healthy long term. So that was really our goal, was to say, we want you to be healthy every day when you come to work. Mm. One of the things about our company is that we have really long-term employees. A lot of our employees work here for 30 or for 40 years, which is very unusual. That's not the norm in the industry. So we want to make sure that they're healthy long-term. We want to look after that aspect of their health. So that was really our goal. And obviously that brings some cost savings with it. It's much cheaper for employees and for companies if their employees are healthy long-term.
Boy, no kidding. We're speaking with Karen Velke, Huntington Ingalls Corporate VP of Compensation and Benefits. And Karen, you've been in this game for a long time. You know what I say, a long time, a couple of decades in human resources. And this is fascinating to me to listen to this, because I think there are a lot of people out there, a lot of companies that could learn from this and learn how it could really help their employees. And as you said, they stay with you for a long time. Maybe in some of these other industries, employees would stay longer. You have 38,000 people. Wow. So how have they responded to all of this?
The response has been really positive. We have about 20% of our employees in Newport News that utilize the health center, and about 37% at our Mississippi location that utilize the health center, in addition to spouses and dependents that utilize our health centers. And we have nearly 100% satisfaction rate. But I think it's important to note that our model, the model at the health centers, are very different than a traditional doctor's office. So if you go to the health center for a physical, your first visit at the health center, your appointment with your doctor will be about an hour long. You may not need the full hour, but you're going to be given about an hour to visit with that physician. So it's not an in and out, you know, 10-minute kind of visit. It's very comprehensive. You're going to have a lot of time to talk with that doctor and tell them about your family history, your medical history. They want to know lots of information about you so they can look at your overall health and think about your overall health. Any kind of visit that you have that's about nutrition coaching, wellness coaching, is completely free to employees. There's virtually no wait times. So our waiting rooms are purposely very small. They only have maybe 10 chairs. And there's very little wait. A lot of times people think that the health centers aren't busy because there's nobody in the waiting room, but there's just no wait time.
Mm.
So it's a very different model than what people are used to. And it does take a little getting used to. I'm a little sad that I haven't gotten to read a full magazine yet, but they're very nice.
So, and as you said, it takes a little while getting used to, but then that means you've got a record, and the person has a record of what's really going on, because for a doctor to understand you, let's face it, I've got friends that are doctors and they're fantastic, but that's frustrating to them that they don't know their patients better. So I would imagine knowing the patients better has to help, and I bet it helps on the overall healthcare cost, does it?
That's right. It does. You know, our health centers were one part of our overall strategy. We put several other things in place. So it would be difficult to say that it's our decreased healthcare costs are all about our health centers, but we have seen a decrease in our trend. We were running anywhere from 7 to 8% year-over-year trend. We had a couple of years that were double digits. But since our health centers have been in place, our year-to-year trend is between 3 and 5% increase. So we're really happy with that.
Yeah, I bet. And I mentioned this before. You said there's other companies that, can you imagine the people listening if their company did the same thing? And I'm thinking on a, if we took just big companies like, let's say, an Amazon or a Berkshire Hathaway, et cetera, they certainly could benefit from what you know. Have you had anybody try to tap into you with that and say, hey, we got a couple questions about what we hear you're doing?
Well, you know, Amazon and Berkshire Hathaway haven't called yet, but we do have lots of companies around the state, you know, Virginia and Mississippi have called, and we're always happy to talk to them. I think one really important thing to note is that, you know, the solution has to work for the individual company, right? I mean, there are very few companies that have such a concentrated group of employees in one place. I mean, we're, you know, especially in Mississippi and Newport News, we are very concentrated with our employees. So building an on-site or near-site health center was a perfect solution for us. If you think about Amazon and how distributed their employees are all over the country and all over the globe, that may not be a great solution for a company like that. But there are so many creative opportunities in healthcare right now. There's telemedicine, there's on-site and near-site clinics, there are, you know, opportunities to coordinate with, you know, things like CVS Minute Clinics, and just, it's really all about access to healthcare. So you really have to know your employee population and know what kind of access is going to work for them. I think that's really, you know, really kind of the key to, is really knowing your employee population.
Yeah, and as you say, knowing your population, so when it comes to the healthcare and where you are now, what's next for Huntington Ingalls?
Well, we have quite a few things. We kind of never stop moving. So right now we are in the process, various stages in the process of building on-site vision centers within our health centers. We are experimenting with on-site dental at our Newport News Health Center. And even though that seems like it's just an ancillary activity, one of the things that we know is that both dental and vision exams can be very important in identifying early onset diabetes and heart conditions. And if people don't get any other kind of exam, you know, they might say, golly, I can't see very well. I'm going to go have that checked out, or I have a toothache and I'm going to have that checked out. And that can be an indicator to a much more serious disease. So we're going to put those in place and make those more convenient for people to get done. So we're doing that. We are also taking a really strong look at mental health and making that more accessible for our employees. We do believe that stress in the workplace is a real factor, and it can lead to health problems down the road. So that's a big push for us this year, making that more accessible to employees. So we're increasing our EAP presence at our health centers, as well as mental health opportunities through telemedicine.
Wow.
We also launched the – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, no. I'm listening to all these things that you're listing. They're terrific.
We launched a financial wellness program this year because we also believe that – financial stress is just another part of, you know, being healthy, and financial stress can be a huge burden on employees and their families. So we launched that earlier this year, and we have classes that help people from every stage of their financial well-being journey, from needing to have a budget that they can balance all the way to estate planning when they're ready to retire. So we started that. But beyond that, we really are just trying to execute on the things that we put in place and make sure that we kind of keep up with the pace of what our employees need.
Yeah, wow. I could talk to you all day long about this. I want to work for you now. Karen Velke, Huntington Ingalls, Corporate VP of Compensation and Benefits. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Fully cooked. cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Carriers delivered to home in person, letters, packages, and paper.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
And arrive a
ton of mail. It's up to my waist. Picture that, if you will. If this were physical mail, I would not be able to be on this microphone right now. I'd be buried alive in it. So let's check the mail. In checking the mail, this one from Patrick, who says, boy, oh boy, Stormy Daniels, that whole thing with her, listen, it happened a long time ago. I'm confused on the hush money thing because I don't know if it comes back to really stick to the prez. And what did she gain out of it? And she seemed like she was pretty elusive to me on that question with Anderson Cooper, who interviewed her for 60 Minutes. So I don't know. I feel like, so this is another one of those affair situations, one and done. And why is she really coming forward despite what she's saying? Well, it's interesting because the president strongly has denied the claims, of course. And what they said from the White House is the president doesn't believe any of the claims that Stormy Daniels made in the interview are accurate. And pointed to past signed statements denying the affair back up to his argument that she had been inconsistent about those claims, period, boom, end of story. So, I don't know, 20 million people watched, but what's also very, very interesting is the president's, I was just reading this before we jumped on the air, the president's approval ratings are the highest that they've been in 11 months. So this certainly at this point has not affected those numbers. And it's a good question to throw out. How many people are rocked by the Stormy Daniels affair story or any of the other stories that are out there? And it seems to be the same as always, polarizing. Some yes, some no. Democrats versus Republicans versus an independent that can go in any direction. There's nothing new with where the opinion meter is swinging, let's put it that way. Nothing new. This one comes to us from Paul, who says, Kate, how about the Arizona governor saying, forget it with this whole Uber and self-driving cars. I actually think Ducey, the governor for Arizona, was smart to do that because it seems like it's not very safe based on that woman who was crossing the street at night. Couldn't they have braked? Wasn't there a way to see that? Yeah, you know what's interesting is they rescinded. So the Arizona governor rescinded Uber's ability to test the self-driving cars in the state because of the fatal crash with the 49-year-old, Elaine Herzberg was her name, and that's what she was doing. She was just crossing at night. Police say an Uber employee was in the driver's seat at the time, but it was in an autonomous driving mode, so it was going 40 miles an hour in a 45 zone, but it didn't slow down before hitting her. So a video showed this week from inside the car involved in the crash, the driver not paying attention to the road until seconds before the crash. So Uber decided to suspend testing with self-driving cars following it anyway, and the governor said, yeah, forget about it. Because that was a nightmare when that happened, is what that was. An utter nightmare. All right, this one comes to us from Amy, and Amy says, Kate, I don't know about you, but I am so ready for spring. Living in the Northeast, listening to you week after week talk about those nor'easters and all the planes that were grounded and everything else in between, shoveling snow, being out of work, having to go to the grocery store, all the other nonsense that happens when you get backed up by snow. It was fine the first time, not so fun the second time. The third and the fourth time, yeah, we're all pretty sick of it. Yeah, I don't blame you because this has been a rough winter. And supposedly because it was a rough winter, it's going to be a rough summer, too, meaning it's going to be super, super hot. Can't we just get a little in between? Super hot, super cold, super hot, super cold. Oh, boy, oh, boy. This one is from Riley. Kate Delaney, I love your cheap movie reviews. I love listening to the trailers. I love it, love it, love it. It makes me want to at least pay attention to what's happening. I agree with you. It can be The Great Escape or The Great Big Fat Boar. And a lot of times I do what you do. I wait for the streaming. It's cheaper. It's there. And then I can read up more on the movie, listen to you, etc. But I'm really wondering what's happening to Hollywood because every time I go to a movie, it seems like there's only 10 of us in the movie theater, if even that. Yeah, the, you know, it's interesting. It's been down, really, really down, except for the movie The Black Panther, 200 million plus, just, wow, crazy. But then there's been these other movies that haven't done as well, like A Wrinkle in Time was such a big kids book. It opened on March 9th, and I loved some of the actors in that, but it hasn't even broken the 100 million mark domestically. And it could have trouble getting there. So March has been a very slumpy month for the box office, behind last year 2.7%, something like that, The like I said, the Black Panther movie, Disney and Marvel, that's just pure genius because that has exploded everything. But it's tough, and I think part of that reason is you have to want to go to the theater to see a big picture versus waiting for it to stream because you're not that excited about it. It's just, it's okay. Right? And you think about it, and the last year there were some pretty big movies. Beauty and the Beast exploded. Little girls loved it. Grandparents took them to the movies, etc. Got over 500 million. You had Logan. That series continued. 226 million, something like that. There were some really big movies that made some noise at the box office, especially in March. So nothing huge released has really helped. Steven Spielberg's Ready Player One opens this week, and it's the eve of Easter weekend. We'll see how that does. That's been getting some interesting reviews, so maybe that will help bounce the market back a little bit more as far as the movies are concerned. You've got to make great movies that pull people in. This one comes to us from Judd, listening to us in New York. And Judd says, Kate, Mark Zuckerberg to me seemed always like an obnoxious, sorry, spoiled kid. Now the kid is being reined in, we hope, with what's happened with Facebook. But boy, they got away with digital murder as far as I'm concerned. And I don't blame anyone for dumping shares of Facebook because they really fell on a Monday, something like 5%. Yeah, people don't want their privacy pawed through and used for other purposes. So, of course, it tanked because of all the conversations about the Federal Trade Commission and the investigation and what kind of details they were looking for, all kinds of things, what app developers did with the data that they got, the user data, and is there anything that's a safeguard that's in place and what keeps it from being misused? So, is it successfully rocked? I think so. I think it's really rocked. And then you haven't even touched Europe yet. What happens in Europe? I mean, Germany's justice minister said she wanted more oversight of companies like Facebook after meeting with its executives. So, you're going to have some problems there. Last week, a UK parliamentary media committee summoned Mark Zuckerberg to testify about how Facebook uses its data. And the UK Information Commissioner is looking into how Cambridge Analytica got the information in the first place. So they're not letting go, and that will hurt Facebook as well. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.